the Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 15th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Legislation has just gone into effect this month in Alabama that should help people who started on the path to their college degree or credential but were not able to finish.
The historically black and predominantly black community college network sees this as another step toward what these schools are already working on. Chandra Scott of Alabama Possible explains their challenging misconceptions about community college and encouraging former students to come back.
We have to change our perspective and the narrative in which we talk about community colleges across our state. They are the biggest asset to fulfilling not only the business and workforce pipeline, but also to end intergenerational poverty across our state.
Alabama is pushing to add 500,000 people with post-secondary credentials to the state's workforce by 2025. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Now from the Miami Herald, Donald Trump tried to turn indictment day into campaign day in Miami on Tuesday. And he kind of succeeded, they report. The former president, well known for his embrace of circus showmen, P.T. Barnum's motto, "No such thing as bad publicity," did his best to turn his court appearance into a spectacle. Politico reports Trump raised $2 million in hours after the arraignment. Now to Mississippi, where they're ranked third lowest among the states for overall child well-being. That's in the new Kids Count data book from the Annie Casey Foundation.
One major finding in the report is families' lack of access to affordable, reliable, and high-quality child care. Linda Southward at the Children's Foundation of Mississippi points out that Mississippi is ranked higher than one-third of the states in 32nd place for education, but she isn't surprised by the child care findings.
The Mississippi Department of Human Services, with their division of child care, has really eliminated a barrier that was preventing many children and their families being able to participate in the voucher system.
A pre-pandemic report by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation found that Mississippi lost $673 million a year due to a critical lack of child care resources. The Kids Count data book looks at multiple issues that affect children, including economic well-being, education, health and family and community factors in each state. Last month, the Mississippi Low-Income Child Care Initiative announced that parents no longer need to provide information regarding child support in order to apply for child care and get financial assistance. Southward says it's an example of the state making advances towards a better future.
At the same time that Mississippi is slated to have more jobs on the horizon, one of the challenges of employment will be available child care.
For Public News Service, I'm Farah Siddiqui.
This is Public News Service. The potential expansion of a frack gas pipeline in the Northwest faces growing resistance. Arag Tegedoff has been following the story.
The Gas Transmission Northwest, or GTN pipeline, moves fracked gas from Canada to California. The Canadian company TC Energy's proposed GTN Express would expand the pipeline dramatically. The company is waiting for approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Dan Sears with Columbia Riverkeeper says attorneys general from California, Oregon, and Washington have sent a letter urging the agency to deny the proposal.
The states are arguing to FERC that, one, there's no demand for GTN Express. Two, GTN Express directly conflicts with the state's greenhouse gas reduction goals. And three, there are negative impacts from this project to communities along the pipeline route.
If approved, he says, the emissions created by the expanded pipeline would be equivalent to adding 754,000 cars to the road every year.
And child well-being in Texas is on the ropes, with a new study showing significant declines in third grade reading, eighth grade math, and the number of young kids attending preschool and kindergarten.
The NEE Casey Foundation is out with its 2023 Kids Count data book, focusing on what it calls the nation's broken child care system. Coda Rayo Garza with Every Texan says in roughly 12% of the state's families with kids, someone has quit, changed jobs, or even refused a job because child care wasn't available or affordable.
In Texas, year-round full-time infant care costs at a center almost as much as a year of tuition at a public university, which is outrageous.
This year's data book ranks Texas 44th among the states, using 16 key indicators of child well-being. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, Mike Mullen reminds us that periodic smoky air from the Canadian wildfires is getting attention over public health concerns, but people who work outdoors in South Dakota and elsewhere are urged not to forget another safety message as summer ramps up.
June is National Safety Month, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration says employers are required to protect workers from heat-related hazards. Sheila Stanley, a regional OSHA director in Sioux Falls, says companies need to develop plans that center around educating workers about the warning signs.
Employees must be trained on symptoms that they need to look out for in themselves, including dizziness, headache, confusion.
Extra water and break time in the shade are other important reminders. Stanley says beyond education, companies need to find ways to ensure a worker's body becomes acclimated to rising temperatures.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here's some interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.